It's our new 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song for Fridays, Football Fridays. Little Farruko. Getting busy in La Vicoteca.
Vico, you like that?
Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Crank it up, Solana. I'm feeling it.
Big weekend, man.
Big weekend.
Dolphins gotta win.
Dolphins gotta win. Be nice to see the Hurricanes win. Love to see the Panthers win tomorrow night. Heat are gonna wrap up their preseason tonight. I mean, we're gonna be getting busy in La Discoteca. Crank it up, Solana. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Football Friday.
That's all I hear now.
Everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, this is popping off.
Made the FLA Live.
It did.
Really? Arena playlist yesterday.
It did.
Farruko. Blew up.
Yep.
It's Farruko, by the way.
Farruko.
No. Farruko. You roll the R, Crowder. Farruko.
Gotta trill it.
Farruko.
Yeah. Farruko.
Farruko.
The Dolphins Friday brought to you by Gunther. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Let's get headlines here. This is going to be an abbreviated segment because the Heat pregame show is going to start at 5:15, which means the final 45 minutes of our program will be on 560 QAM only. So let's get headlines here before we have to make the big switch over. Headlines with our own Alejandro Solana.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Let's catch everybody up on the Miami Dolphins. Remember, they're in London, so Sunday's kickoff, can't stress it enough, right? 9:30 a.m. Pregame show begins on 560 WQAM at 6 a.m. If you're up at 5, because who isn't? Dolphins Rewind.
How many listeners do you think you will have on Sunday at 5 a.m. for your Dolphins Rewind show?
We'll have to check the ratings book after. and the ratings have never been higher. Trust me.
No. During the week, it's fine. It's at a listenable hour. I'm curious, how many actual listeners do you think you will have at 5 a.m. Sunday morning for Dolphins Rewind?
2.
Nah. 8 truck drivers.
Really?
Couple mailmen.
I was taking the under on 2.
Well, 2 includes me and the producer.
Oh, there you go. Okay, fair enough.
40.
If you listen, I don't know how would people prove this. I want them to take a screenshot of them listening at 5 a.m. to you. I want to give them a prize.
But people going fishing or coming home somewhere.
Right.
See, you put everything in your life.
Correct.
People got different lives.
Correct. I will be sleeping.
I listen sleeping. To Amy Lawrence all the time at
sleeping.
4 a.m. Yeah.
All right, what else do you have? I got to wrap things up here.
Tua Tagovailoa, we expect him to start Sunday. Xavien Howard, Devontae Parker, they are out. Remember, 9:30 a.m. from London. Heat Celtics tonight, 6:30 p.m. As Hawk mentioned, pregame show is at 5:15. The Panthers tomorrow, 6 p.m. versus the Islanders at FLA Live Arena. UNC tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. That's on WQAM. The pregame show begins at 11:30.
What about the TV on that UNC game? Is that ACC Network?
I have no idea.
Let's see, because I might end up buying a Spurtle tomorrow.
Yeah. Can you get me one?
Yeah. Would you like a Spurtle for Hanukkah?
Yeah, and something from Nuts.com as well.
Yeah, if you're watching the ACC Network, you can't help it. There's going to be a Nuts.com ad, you're going to buy it. There's going to be a Spurtle ad, you're going to buy it. Yeah, Hanukkah comes early this year. It's in November.
Really?
So I will get you a Spurtle and some Nuts.com.
All right.
Now, why not? I'm going to get you a Bialy. I've never heard anyone say Bialy before.
Does it have meat?
No, it's a bagel. It's like a flat bagel.
Come on with it. I'm ready. Yeah.
Come on with it. Now, yeah, you're so tough. The vegan's so tough. Oh, Bialy's just bread? Oh, come on with it.
I can eat bread.
Come on with it.
Actually, is it? Yeah, I don't know.
You're right. Is it made with it?
Yeah, about those carbs
know.
And, yeah.
We know. We
butter.
Know. I've been to Brooklyn. Never heard anybody call it a Bialy.
All right. But Goldie lived there, so, you know.
Nah, I know you've been there.
Yeah,
I've been to BK.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh,
all right.
Goodness.
Okay. Brooklyn is BK?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No. BKLYN.
You're Biggie now. What did you run through real fast? Get out of here.
Was it like the 40-40 club or something? What was the name of the club in Brooklyn? Is that where you were hanging out?
Yeah.
All right.
Lie.
Inter Miami, they play in Columbus tomorrow, 6 p.m. Need those points.
Can they get 10 of them tomorrow?
No shot.
All right.
Weather from the Mesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24-7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. How about this? Your London forecast tomorrow.
This is good. Oh, Sunday, you mean.
Sunday, excuse me, the Dolphins take on the Jaguars. High chance of an overcast in London.
Of an overcast?
An overcast in London. I'm not sure if there's a dome, though, in this stadium at the the Northumberland Development Project,
something like that.
Which is home of the Tottenham Hotspurs. good chance of an overcast in London.
Okay. It's maybe good chance of overcast skies, but not an overcast.
No. Actually, in London, I looked this up. I got the official from
God bless him
from the Daily Mail, UK Daily Mail.
That's a great call by you. How'd you know that?
The official weather report. They call it an overcast in London.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Bangers and mash and an overcast.
That's a lie.
He says so. We're going to make a little we're going to shuffle off to Buffalo, if you will. We're going to move from the 790 studios to the 560 studios. Mike Cugno from CBS4 is going to join us. He was at the Panthers game last night. We can talk to him about that. And he hosts Dolphins Weekly Live, so we'll talk a little Dolphins with him. And if you're listening on 790, the Miami Heat pregame show is going to begin at 5:15. And then you'll get Heat basketball. Tips off when? At 6:30?
Yeah, 6:30.
6:30 tip off. So we'll see you on 560 and Heat pregame show on 790 as we continue on here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
Bloomin' Onion. Now that rhymes.
Hock and Crowder.
All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And we are exclusively on 560 right now. And so we're going to finish this week of shows, with a smaller, intimate audience.
Really?
And I feel okay about that. I feel all right about that.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Funky Buddha, so I had mentioned today we were at the Panthers game. You were at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yes.
But we were at the Panthers game last night. Ryan from Funky Buddha was with us, and they redid that entire Funky Buddha tap room at FLA Live Arena. So great time. Anyone that's going to the Panthers game tomorrow, Panthers and Islanders, you make sure you stop by the Funky Buddha tap room. There is something enjoyable. Solana can attest to this. There's something enjoyable about throwing down a Floridian or a Vibin with one of the founders of Funky Buddha, correct? I mean, that was the time of our lives.
That was something last night, Crowder.
That was the time of our lives.
Oh, it feels good. I feel like I'm a part, like I feel like an owner.
Tell
I take pride in being in front of Funky Buddha.
So tell everyone, you were in Charlotte. Can you say, and this is part of your I Am Athlete and I Am NASCAR series,
yes.
Can you tell everybody what you guys are doing, or is this something that, again, we tease and we wait for on the I Am Athlete channel?
Well, no, I can say it. Actually, this time we went to a racetrack, and we raced some of the, lower-end drivers. We weren't racing Kyle Busch or Dale Earnhardt, but Haley Deegan, she's like an upcoming, the next Danica Patrick she's supposed to be. And we raced them in the go-karts, and I'll mess up the end. I whooped their ass twice in a row.
So wait a second. In go-karts?
Yeah.
On a NASCAR track just at a go-kart track?
It was called GoPro Motorsports.
And I love those places.
Yeah, so it's like, so, they, wait a they second. Go, they go 50 miles
okay.
per hour.
So let me guess your strategy. because you don't care about anything and you never think of repercussions. You just put the pedal as far down as it goes, and whatever that means on a turn, a straightaway, your foot never comes off the pedal, is my guess.
You know me.
Yeah. See, so that's because even when he was being a defensive coordinator at the high school, it was blitz on every play. I know you. So there, she's driving with some finesse.
Yes. Yes. And they knew the approach, and mm-hmm. they were like studying the turns. You know, hey, T8 and T6 are tough ones. If I catch your ass on T8, I'm going to run you into the grass. I ran three or four people into the grass.
So you just hammered the pedal
yeah.
and went. Now, I will say this. Anybody go to a go-kart track? Some of the go-karts are programmed to run faster than the others.
These were different. The funny thing is that they were the weight. It's something with the weight. They were like, hey, y'all are going to go slower because you're 260. And the little girl was like 104 pounds. So I was like, damn, she got us. The aggression took over.
And interesting.
I told ASL.
I think it's the other way around. I think the heavier you are, the faster the go-kart goes. In my experience driving go-karts, which is why I think your fat ass beat everybody.
Your vegan fat ass ran everyone off the track.
The fat vegan. And you know what? One thing about this veganism with a bunch of old hillbillies at a track.
I mean, you have to be sticking. First of all, you stick out like a sore thumb at the NASCAR track anyway. And now you're asking people where the hummus stand is?
When they brought lunch, and it's like my name's big in black Sharpie because it was the vegan meal. Those dudes were looking at me like I was, yeah, I had four eyes.
What is the vegan meal at Charlotte Motor Speedway?
A big-ass bowl of sautéed spinach and artichokes. It was disgusting, but I had the vegan
You're
meal.
Pathetic. I'm sorry.
You know what? Most people are proud of me.
I know. You're pathetic. I'm not. I'm not proud of you at all.
So, yes, I ruined it. But, yeah, you know. And then I asked, you know, Tom, you know, what's his name? Petty and
Tom
Richard.
Tom Petty.
Is Tom Petty? Does
Tom
he
Petty's
own?
Dead.
Richard Petty.
Famous musician from
Richard
Gainesville.
Richard Petty. Childress, all the owners, you know, afterwards I told them, like, I'm a free agent. So if y'all want me to jump in the real car, I'm down, hell.
Why do you think, Solana, that a go-kart goes faster the heavier that it is?
Lower to the ground, more friction from the tires. I think I'm right about this.
Friction slows stuff down. Friction doesn't speed stuff up.
It depends if you're on a racetrack, Hawk.
It does not. No, it does not depend at all. In what world does friction speed something up? I know we were talking about something else, but I couldn't get out of my head that his take was that the heavier you are on a go-kart, the faster it's going
to
go.
So in your thought, like, you're faster with a weighted vest on? Like, the more you weigh,
right,
the faster you're
right.
going
like
to
run?
If
no,
you,
if
you
be want... ridiculous. Let's not get ridiculous now. No, but like, you're racing somebody, like you said, weighed, whatever, 110, 115 pounds, and you're, what, 280 or whatever? Like,
hey, 260.
Oh, sorry, 260.
Vegan.
I think that makes you faster on a go-kart. Truthfully, I'm not working a bit
It doesn't
here.
Even make any sense.
The engine power is the same, and it's dragging 130
It literally
more
doesn't
pounds.
Make any sense. You, you know why swimmers, like in the Olympics, shave their entire bodies?
Right.
It's to reduce friction.
Yeah.
A scintilla of friction that would be caused by a hair on the body. So why would friction on a tire create faster speed for a car? I'm fascinated by this, and I don't want to go any deeper into this.
No, but it may be the fact that you're creating friction, so your turns are tighter. Like, you're able to do things because you're heavier on a go-kart than somebody who's lighter would.
You know what? I will tell you, the turns probably are tighter because of the weight.
The handling was better. You're right, because I could accelerate through every turn, but
there's
going to
be
little
no
girl
yeah,
accelerated.
There's no fishtail when you have.
I spent some time driving. I'm not joking. In high school, one of my buddies.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
No, one
I
of my
spent
buddies.
Some time.
One of
here
my
we
buddies
go.
Was big into racing, so we used to go go-karting all the time with his parents. His parents would take us. And I was always, you guys have seen my high school pictures, I was always the heavier one.
You were the heavier one.
I tend to have won most of those races because, and, you know, the guys would always tell me, oh, you're fat, you would win.
Well, I will tell you that when I would go do stuff with friends when we were younger, there was always someone that we would go, let Johnny win, but the real contest is between us. I don't know if it was just because you were fat.
Right.
It may have been because you were kind of a loser and they wanted to boost your
ego. Like how I won best personality because it was exactly. My whole existence.
How old are you again? You're 27.
Yes.
And you really believe still in your high school yearbook that you won best personality because you actually had the best personality?
According to you two, my whole existence has been a bit. Everybody around me has been working a bit against me.
You ever read those stories on like CNN.com of who was the homecoming king and queen at certain high schools and everybody gathers around and cheers them?
Do people wink around you a lot? Hey, Alex. Wink, wink.
Again, you got Panthers tomorrow, and that's at FLA Live Arena, and that's against the Islanders. And you can hear that game on 560 QAM, 6 o'clock puck drop tomorrow if you're going to the game or if you're going to listen to it here on 560. Tomorrow, actually, how are the radio broadcasts going to work tomorrow, Salon? I'm going to put you on the spot here, but the Hurricanes kick off at 3:30. So either the Hurricanes game or the Panthers game has got to be on 790, I'm imagining.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me this because I'm not prepared at all. There's a lot of moving parts.
All right. No, well, what you'll do tomorrow on 560 is play radio slots. You don't know. You pull the handle on your radio, and you might end up with a Panthers game. You might end up with a Hurricanes game.
I like that.
Hurricanes 3:30 kickoff tomorrow. Panthers 6 o'clock puck drop.
The Panthers will be on 790
okay,
ticket tomorrow.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then Sunday, Crowder here on 560, 6 a.m. pregame.
What's that again?
And the Dolphins kick off 9:30 a.m. from London, a game they really need to win. That's no joke.
You going to be here, Solana?
6 a.m.?
You heard him say that.
Of course. I've got Dolphins Rewind at 5.
Right.
I'll be
here. He's going to be here at 5.
Yeah, 5 a.m.
All right. How about for the last 30 seconds of the show today, we just say hello.
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 Cheers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's our breakdown of Dolphins in London.
I like it.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you to everybody that was on today. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper, Mike Cugno, Steve Goldstein. Great call last night on the Panthers game winner. Going to be an action-packed sports weekend. So, go Panthers, go Canes, go Dolphins. Everybody have a great and safe weekend, and we will speak with you el lunes.
Get they ass to a
dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.